Linda Mussman is the co-director of Time and Space Limited in Hudson. She and her partner, Claudia Bruce, were among the first people to be married in New York State under the Marriage Equality Act.
Their support, both Biden and Obama, is clearly a signal that the world is changing, and it's changing quickly.
Mussman believes President Obama's evolution will help bring issues of civil rights and equality to the forefront more quickly.
We are a nation that is deeply concerned with other nations, Iraq, Afghanistan, for freedom and rights, and it's an issue that is a long time coming, and I don't think it's going to hurt anyone. I think it's going to only add to the conversation and inspire more people to get out and vote, which we certainly need. As an activist in the community, there's a lot of issues we face. In our own hometown, too many people going to jail, the issue around drugs, violence against women, issues around denying women, and particularly women and children, rights to health care. These issues need to be spoken about now, and we need to get to it immediately. We can't put this off because of fears of political repercussions. We need people to speak the truth.
Stephen Hengst is the co-founder of BigGayHudsonValley.com. The Poughkeepsie-based organization serves Ulster, Columbia, Dutchess, Putnam, Orange, and Sullivan counties.
For the first time ever, a sitting president has come behind full marriage equality for all U.S. citizens. And, you know, as we know, it was last year that we received full marriage equality in New York State. There's still a much larger battle out there. And, you know, we're just excited, we're enthusiastic, and we're looking forward to seeing what the next few months brings.
The new stance taken by the White House reminds Linda Mussman of the struggles she endured in the past.
When Claudia and I moved to Hudson and brought TSL here from New York City, we were clearly the pioneer spirit had entered the community of Hudson, and being gay was certainly part of our life, and certainly never hid that fact. We were openly gay people in a community that was interested in participating in the programs that we brought here. I've run for mayor on occasion, in fact, several times, and I think being open in a community that perhaps wasn't as comfortable in terms of openness helped advance the cause of acceptance, and people boarded the train of enthusiasm. They generally, I think, are pretty excited about Linda and Claudia being here.
Stephen Hengst says the news from the White House couldn't have come at a better time for the Hudson Valley's gay community as it prepares for four consecutive weekends of gay pride events.
There's events happening from Poughkeepsie and New Paltz all the way up to Albany and Hudson, starting Memorial Day weekend with Pride Preview weekend right in Poughkeepsie. So we bring together community groups from all around the area. They share news and information about each event happening in each community so that it's not only small pockets of the Hudson Valley that are celebrating Gay Pride. It's the entire region, and so people have access to all those resources throughout all the counties along the Hudson River.
Not everyone in the Hudson Valley is pleased with President Obama's announcement. Reverend Bill Benucci is executive director of New York Faith and Freedom Coalition in Newburgh. He likens Barack Obama to a reed in the wind. He says the president is not a man of principle, but rather goes with the flow.
Well, he's trying to solidify his base, his radical left base that is trying to impose their standard of morality on the rest of the nation. You know, 32 states have already expressed the will of the people to maintain marriage as a union of a male and a female, but yet you have the gay rights lobby that is trying to impose their ungodly standard of morality on the rest of the country. So he's trying to appeal to that base.
Benucci proclaims marriage is a non-negotiable issue. Congressman Maurice Hinchey released a statement saying he is very pleased that President Obama spoke out in favor of gay marriage. He says loving adults should be allowed to wed without any discrimination, regardless of their sexual orientation. There's a link to all of the upcoming Gay Pride activities on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.